This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now on to a story about a small business that helps San Francisco's LGBT community and its friends get around the city in style. It's called Homobiles, and it's a non-commercial, volunteer, 24/7 car service. Linny Breedlove created Homobiles in 2010 when she noticed that her friends, especially in the drag community, were in desperate need of safe, dependable rides. The service relies on donations and a network of independent drivers who don't mind if there's a little or a lot of glitter left behind. In this story from the Bay Area production team, The Kitchen Sisters, Linny takes us on a night drive with a ride service that's mission is more social than financial.
Who took the bomb? Hey, Homobiles, this is Linny.
859 Union.
Yeah, hey, could you text me that?
One babe, one bag, going to Espo.
I will give it to the driver, and they'll be there in about 10 minutes.
I was having a hair appointment. I was getting my hair blown out at Dina's Glamorama. My friend said, Linny Breedlove has started Homobile. Call if you need a ride. And so I told them where I was and I needed a car. They sent, I think it was Musty Chiffon. Yes, it was Musty Chiffon. She showed up and was my driver. So all of a sudden, this person who I'd known in clubs, we were driving in a car and talking with each other. They asked for a suggested donation. And of course, you just want to give them the entire contents of your pocketbook because they're so lovely.
See what I tell you? Traffic. My name is Linny Breedlove. I run Homobiles, a community ride service for the LGBTIQQLMNOPQRST community and its allies in San Francisco. You do not have to be a big fat queer to get a ride from Homobiles, but it does help. No, just kidding. But you need to understand that the real reason that we are here is for people that don't get rides normally from anyone else. And so if you're putting on all this padding, high heels, a wig, and three sets of false eyelashes, and a bunch of glitter, you are high priority at Homobiles.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side, but then I spent so many nights...
My name is Godiva Chocolatier. We're at the Stud in San Francisco, and right now you're seeing me in my night drag. I'm wearing gold lamé pants and a platinum wig and lots of fabulous makeup. At nighttime when I go out, and this is how I look, you know, fabulous and avant-garde, not a cab will take me.
Are you Grant? How are you? Where are you headed to?
Wisconsin 25th.
My name is Becca Scherzer. We're driving in my Toyota Tacoma truck, which also doubles as a Homobile because of drag queens, sex workers, trans folks, queers not being picked up, given a hard time, harassed. It was really important for us to get our folks around safely.
I had a band called Tribate, and I had a bike messenger company called Lickety Split, All Girl Courier in the 90s. And then I had a dog walking company, Uncle Lenny's School for Dogs. I drove all over town picking up dogs. And then it was a moving van called Van Dyke Hauling. And one day I was driving a friend of mine around who's a lady of the night and a trans person. I was dropping her off at some hotel and I was like, don't you want me to wait? Don't you want to text me in case something weird happens? Don't you want me to be the tough guy? So then me and a friend of mine were brainstorming about what I could do. And he's like, well, you got your car, right? Why don't you be that tough guy for the exotic dancers and the what have yous? And then you could call it Homobiles. Get it? Then one day, I was invited to the Femme Conference in Oakland. And I showed up, and they were like, oh, a butch with a car. And so I was like, oh, I'll be right back. So I ran down to the nearest do-it-yourself car wash and came back, and I was blasting La Tigre. I was like,
I'm so
excited, was blasting out of the car. Babes were standing on the corner and they all piled in. There were about six hotties were squeezed into the tiny Mitsubishi. And then I went back and got more and brought them back. And I was like, hey, babes, free rides. By then, drag queens were like, hey, we're femmes, we have high heels, we have big hair, we need rides. And then all the fags were like, ah, yeah. And so did we. And so did everybody suddenly was a Homobiler. And that's how. It happened.
We have over 20 people that drive their cars. It's all by donation. All the drivers are volunteers.
I want to drive. I have a car. I have four doors.
Because I have a truck, I get a lot of performers carrying equipment, drag queens and all their bags and their boys. And a lot of cabs and stuff won't take people with, you know, they don't like glitter in their cabs. They don't like all kinds of bicycles and whatever.
Now, I'm not a big glitter person, but, you know, I wear sequins, so I'm sure I leave sequins in many places. My name's Justin Vivian Bond. I'm a transgenre artist. People get freaked out by glitter, and I don't blame the drivers, because if you get a lot of glitter or makeup or body paint in your car, it's hard to get out. I guess that's one of the drawbacks of the carriage trade.
Women who are, like, exotic dancers and stuff use this a lot because they don't like cab drivers knowing where they live. They've been propositioned all night for their job. Now they're getting propositioned all the way home. They want silence, or at least sweetness, not skeeviness.
I think it is a safety issue, but it's also kind of a civil rights issue, because when someone perceives you as presenting a gender that they don't want to accept, then they feel like they have the right to ask you any inappropriate question, and you always have to be on high alert.
It's 1:57, which is the magic hour. And right now, the dispatcher is pulling his hair out because he's trying to get 500 queers home with 7 homobiles. That means there's lots of homo shuttling going on right now.
My mom is about to get a ride from homobiles to the airport tomorrow, because you can trust homobiles.
With your mom.
With my mom.
Bye, Mom.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you.
Homobiles International. Homobiles Bombay, Homobiles Bloomington, Homobiles Berlin. Wait a sec. Moe's getting hoes where it needs to go. Balin, what's up, dude? I got the best tag for you. I told you you could be there in 10 minutes. Did I lie?